Okay, good morning people from outside there. My talk is about remote cooperative environment for fusion devices. And but first of all, I'd like to see, make a small survey here and ask for the people who have worked with MS-DOS in the first versions and before Windows. Nobody have worked? Just a few ones. So these people knows that when DOS was perfect, without bugs and completely running, they just disappeared. And one of the statements that have been done in the paper that you have report to this commission was that MSD Plus is now in a phase that is completely bug-free and widely used. So last night I remember that MS-DOS was in the same phase when it disappeared. So I wonder if we shall recommend the use of MS plus MS MDS plus. I'm changing the S to the D. And so it's just a remark, and to explain how we have moved to this new platform, we start from scratch. I never say to people that is working with me what they should done and what was the platform, so they can emerge with new solutions. If they start working in previous solutions, they are very confined to the final results. So this was the starting point of this software that we have developed at IST. And the main objectives of this talk was to provide the to the small community of fusion devices like we have in eStalk or Castor or other colleagues that works in this small community, a framework to do remote control and remote operation of the machines in an environment that is a plenary participation. So there is not any difference between being in the machine or being in your room or whatever. And for that we have developed a data sharing layer that I will show later on, and people can make the experiment following in real time, as you are using to say. So I prefer the term human time scale. So, and the platform is completely hardware independent in the way it deals with the diagnostics and the components of the tokamak, and is full internationalized and is plugin based. So the new solutions that this five signal platform have added to the normal or traditional way to see a tokamak from the point of view of data acquisition system is to improve a new way of event support with the timestamp looking for continuous operation. So one of the terms that I don't like it at all in our community is the term of pulse, because pulse, has, if some of you are electronic engineers or laser, have some laser experience at all, a pulse normally is better if it is very small. And in our community, a pulse is good if it is very large. So there is a paradigm that we have to change. And one of the things I'm fighting against is the term of pulse. So I would be very pleased if the system and trying to be fast because the coffee break is there. We have a very modular system designed to control and operate physics experiments that can be generalized, not only fusion devices, but any kind of system that need a SCADA system. The core is based in XML, Java, and Corba. Corba is the main component for communication between the hardware, and everything should be described in XML, so the extensions exist as a plugin, so any device that is added to the system can be completely configured through these plugins. And the last but not the least, the system is fully internationalized to allow for this small community of we have now tokamaks in Libya, in Iran, in China, and in Korea, so they can internationalize all the system and all the platform. The nodes are completely independent on the programming language, so we have tested now with C, Python, Java. We have several different drives and it interfaces very easily. And the installation of the client is through Java Web Start, like the CMAT approach. That guarantees that the client has always the latest version for work, and the libraries are completely installed in automatic fashion. Different levels of security could be achieved with this method, for instance with PAPI that CMAT is using. And the support for data sharing and invitation for data viewing is also supported. So I can, if someone is collaborating with me in an experiment, I can invite other people to see what I'm seeing in my screen, so we can discuss through teleconference what we are seeing. And why these heavens? So the concept is that a shot is just a event like other ones. So all the control of the machine can be made by this central system, even the discharge cleaning processes or other processes that exist on the tokamak and are not shot oriented or plasma oriented. So these events can be fired when no shot is running, or can be attached to the system in an offline process. For instance, if I have an offline process to trigger data and to automatically stamp events on data, it can be make it off record, I would say. So our seeing is that the future of a fusion reactor will be event-based. And of course, for small or old-fashioned tokamaks, there is only one vendor, that is the shot or the pulse, if you prefer. New hardware, we have tested this with our old existing hardware, and the integration is very, very simple. We just described in a machine the existing hardware in XML, and it is just acts as a small adapter plugin based on the system. So, and I, as I told you, the programming language is completely independent because we communicate with the central system through Corba. The needs for security can be very easily adapted, and we have a completely database independence, so we can very easily, preform. For instance, we have tested several different databases to evaluate the performance of that databases, and it was very easily achieved without any change on the client interface or knowledge of what is going on the back of the system. Our objective is to describe all the additional hardware as XML. And so the interface that you are seeing here is completely pop up through this described XML description. So this is not programmed by hand. It's just generated according to the described XML structure of the hardware. So you see here the data flow through the hardware. The data is acquired. Each node has several hardwares, and data is time stamped here, and goes to the central server that goes through the controller or a connector, as Jesus have told. And we have this completely database independence here. Okay, and the client goes through this central server. So this is some sort of middleware here, and it serves the data or the access to the hardware if it is a control that is being served. So this is a picture of a screenshot where you can see here the tree that is generated automatically according to the description of the hardware, and the interface that you can have. So this is an example for a trigger board. And we have a connection here to our Java chat room. And in the future, these will be connected as well to the MCU platform that we are developing now. And it is very similar what we have said, we have seen yesterday about Evo. So it's the same channels that we are using. It's a more simplified way. I think I have some description later on. One thing that is interesting and something I've used in the past is that we have this window here is exactly the same as this, but this is our message generated by hardware. So we can chat virtually with hardware if you wish, or normally the hardware will speak with us. So this is the data viewing of the various signal. I can select here in a three fashion which signals I want to see, and then have the display of the data in a very quick way. So the viewing of the data is plugin based. So if I develop new applications on fire signal, like for instance cameras, I can easily integrate the viewer in the platform. So because it will be attached through XML, XML description to the plugin that is as well in the same database. And we have now chart table plugins for numeric data displays. And a call for view can be made through remote participation. So the other guy will see exactly my screen as I'm seeing it. The layer for interfacing with the data access is based in a resource that is a common library. And if we could implement this through all the EFTA and to the small community tokamaks, it would be very interesting to reach a common agreement about this library, because it will, of course, reduce the user learning curve when a physicist goes abroad or collaborates with other experiments. And he only have to learn once and use everywhere what he have learned. So this system is completely platform and operating system independent, and is quite scalable. His scalability is very useful because anyone can adapt the interface layer to the data. So we have some experience. We are using now the Java link that are available in Mathematica, MATLAB, and IDL. So we use exactly the same library to provide data access to these interfaces. And I hope C-Lab will have some sort of a Java link support for using this kind of technology. One point that are being developed now is this layer of the concept of the federation security that I'm very pleased to be working with CMAT. I think it's a very good idea to provide access to all the Fusion community to data. And this data access, of course, should be completely data independent. So the server never talks directly with the database. The queries are always being made through a connector. For instance, T10 is using these kind of technologies and is a completely different approach. So in one day of work, we can start using our system, for instance, with the database of T10, and I think we are going to use it in the future. So we can test several storage technologies without disturbing the end user. Evolution are always available, so if a new SQL database emerge in the market, we can use it very easily. And anything that is made in these shared data access don't interfere with the database. So the idea is to have this, for instance, the PAPI authentication goes to the library level, and the user interface with several shared data access layers that belongs to each association or to any lab that you can think about. Speaking about remote collaboration, we have a project now in IST to collaborate with this small group. You probably know that are a small group working with small tokamaks. The first meeting was in Prague, in Kastor. This year, the remote participation and collaboration will be hosted by T10 in Moscow. And next year, IST is offering a completely remote participation environment, so people don't need to go to the lab to collaborate. And we have developed these remote collaboration tools aiming on providing that kind of services for that experiment that is going to happen next year. So I've speak about already the chat room based on Haber. And now we are developing this conferencing tool that basically is very similar with Hype and other ones. So basically we have the concept of users, groups and rooms that can be joined for a remote collaboration. And it's very easily anyone can join and create, like for instance in Hivo yesterday we have seen. And this remote collaboration can manage when and who is able to see and hear from you. So anybody that can connect to the platform can be integrated in the conversation at the same time. And we can record as well the tech audio and video from the conference. So the meeting can be played back or distributed later on. So we have more technical information here. This is a wiki web page, and these are some screenshots of the platform and people that is joining the platform. I hope it will work in T10 this year, and hopefully I will speak with people from EVO to see what is going on. I think EVO is much complex, too much complex for our purposes. Normally I saw that a video conferencing is maybe 4 or 5 people, no more. So it's the statistic we have seen yesterday from Hivo and VRVS. And normally a video conf takes more or less 40 minutes. So hopefully the net is not crashing like here, because here we are in the long workshop in time. So we are not a normal example how things works in this layer. So I'm available for questions.
Okay, thank you very much, Marcio, for that presentation. First, any questions from the remote participation?